This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A man was killed last night in the French port of Calais. A 20-year-old from Sudan thought to have been crushed by a truck as he tried to use the Channel Tunnel to enter the UK from France. He was the ninth person to die attempting that particular crossing so far this year, out of hundreds who have made it. It comes as Europe continues to struggle with how to handle a huge influx of migrants. Beyond just questions of migration and asylum, though, and the reality of people dying in the attempt, the gathering crisis in Calais is causing disruption in trade and traffic between Britain and the rest of Europe. From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Yan, a Syrian refugee, is one of some 2,000 migrants camped out in Calais. He's tried repeatedly to jump on a truck or train and smuggle himself through the tunnel into Britain. He told the BBC why he's so desperate to cross the channel. It's because he speaks English and believes life will be better there.
They are more good than another countries because I already see too many countries in Europe. And I guess maybe Britain's going to be more better than them.
Ali, another Syrian refugee, also sees Britain as a kind of promised land because of its relatively buoyant economy.
We want to go to England, so when we get there, we have more chances to work, to make fast money.
The Brits, by and large, don't welcome the would-be settlers, and they're furious with the French. Quite apart from the economic disruption, there's the growing death toll among the migrants. British lawmaker Damien Collins.
How many more people are going to be killed before the French authorities get a grip of the problem and make sure the Channel Tunnel entrance is properly secured?
Many Brits say the French seem to want the migrants to make it through the tunnel so France will be rid of them. But the UK's Interior Minister, Theresa May, says the two governments have agreed to cooperate.
To return migrants, particularly to West Africa, to ensure that people see that making this journey does not lead to them being able to settle in Europe.
But the migrants come from dozens of different countries in Asia and the Middle East, as well as Africa. Sorting out the illegal economic migrants from the genuine refugees isn't easy. And a long-term, Europe-wide solution seems as elusive as ever. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.